least it lets you know what it would take to be able to bring this back in the house, And so that still gives us 9 months before the contract is done to be able to look at it.
Well, I think everybody understands that there'd be some overlap. You know, I can't speak for everybody on the assembly, but personally, I think there'd be some overlap between TruBridge and the training, and that there might require a budget amendment. And I don't think anybody here would be adverse to that if that's what it took to bring have people from the community trained in these positions. I think it would be a great advantage over the long period. I think we basically realize a great deal for our money.
Yeah. I kind of like to button things up like with official motions. So I'd like to make a motion to request the Wrangell Medical Center conduct a cost-benefit analysis of hiring local employees to provide billing services and an implementation plan if the analysis is beneficial before the TruBridge contract is to be renewed.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion on the motion?
I don't.
Yeah. Well, just to the motion for a second. So I just, you know, just so we have a timeline and we have a better definition of what we're talking about, it doesn't have to be complicated, you know, two pager or whatever, but put your thought into it. We get it. It needs to be long-term vision, you know, stepwise, not haphazard.
But only two pages.
As short as you can be.
Full analysis on that.
Small pages.
50 words or less. Well, and I would like to add to that I would like, I always say, we don't have to recreate the wheel. I would love to know, what is Cordova doing? Like, you should look at like hospitals, critical access hospitals in the region, and see what they're doing. And at the same time, if you can find, if there's a CAH down south that's done something creative with the local community, let's find out what they're doing and how they're making it work in-house. Now, it as Julie says, it may not work out at all, but I would like to know that because I know how it can sort of go like, nope, won't work, and we're in under two pages. But I'd really like to see some thought going out and trying to figure out, starting with the premise that we can make it work and then have it disproved or approved.
Put the hospital board to work on this. Hold their feet to the fire. That's what they're there for.
That's why we don't have anybody on it.
The feet are all on fire.
Any further discussion on the motion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Persaka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to item 13, new business. We'll begin with item 13G, approval to move forward with an application for a housing assistance grant for the Wrangell Medical Center. Would you like to come forward again and explain?
Well, we need a motion. We need a motion.
Okay, we
don't have one.
I move to approve the hospital board to apply for a housing assistance grant for visiting workers.
Was there an amendment?
I didn't see
it. I don't see it here.
Oh, for up to $550,000 for the Wrangell. I see it now. Sorry, move to approve moving forward with an application for a housing assistance grant for up to $550,000 for the Wrangell Medical Center.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion on?
I didn't see it.
I don't see it here.
Yes.
Well, again, in our minutes from last meeting, I wasn't here, but I saw that it talked about that it could be for teachers or nurses. And in general, I've heard some concern among community members just you know, competition with local rentals and stuff. So could you address both those?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's called a THHP grant, basically healthcare providers and teachers is also part of this. It is a local, it is a HRSA grant funneled through Alaska Housing Development, and there's a pre-application to look at your project, and then that's why we passed that, so that's why I'm asking you guys for permission. With that said, our housing market is in town, it's very tight. Carol can testify, I had a conversation with both her and Jeff, and she can testify that there is more need in the community than is available at this point in time. And even when we do have folks come in, we have challenges finding housing for them, not just for our travelers, but even for our permanent staff when they do sign on for them to be able to find something locally. One of our board members is also a landlord down there, has several rents here, and he was not concerned, given the market that he is not concerned that it's going to tap into his ability to keep his units.
Is this the same grant that AICS utilized to modify the Amanda building?
It is the same, yeah, it's the same source, yeah. Where they had an existing structure that they just needed to refurbish it so they could be coming into rental. Where I'm looking at new construction to be able to build a new housing.
And AICS's facility isn't just for visiting, they're housing staff in there as well.
Correct.
Is that your plan, that you would have staff housed as well?
My immediate need right now is the travelers. As we get to the point we don't need travelers as much anymore, I'd be able to open it up to permanent staff to be able to keep those. And we can rent them out as part of them. That's actually what happens, and then you just have to make sure that you rent them out at fair market price. You can't subsidize it in any way, so that whoever's renting the unit rents it out.
And how many units?
I was looking at four. We'd like a fourplex set up.
And how many beds in each unit? Bedrooms?
2 to 3.
3 bedrooms in each unit?
Two to three.
Yeah.
A lot of that will be based on once I start looking at what it would cost, construction costs.
And do you envision coming to the city to ask for in-kind donation of land?
We are in discussion, Jeff, if you want to look a little bit more, we are in discussion with some other options for sites.
We've looked at just land available that the city has. There's the land behind the hospital that goes back towards the mountain, that direction. There's some land up on the, off the corner of Pine and Edlin, kind of up above where Caden is. So we've looked at just some potential lands that the city has.
And if this grant was to go through and you did build it, who would own the building? I know the hospital is an entity of the city. The city clearly owns the hospital. Would the city then be in control of these units? How would that work?
Just like they own the hospital building.
The city would have it as a facility. And would we be in conflict at all?
Because of?
All of a sudden we're in the rental business?
We rent storage space, and other people
just
do.
Just asking for single family dwellings, no conflict.
None that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Keep in mind too, Steve, if we rent it out, we're not. It's got to be to hospital staff only. It's not like I'm allowed to rent it out to somebody else in the community too. So it's not taking out, opening up competition or something like that.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm kind of on board with Steve here too, and I guess this is a. Question with Jeff. So, but since you've said hospital staff only, I guess I could go along with that. I don't want the city to get into, why don't we build a hotel then? I mean, see what I'm saying? I don't want us to start renting out places like a hotel room and a potential single dwelling homes and stuff like that. That's not what we're here. I mean, I don't want to get in any conflict of anybody out there that does that for the general public. I'd be worried about that. And then the problem I have with this, say you're not going to rent out the staff, staff ain't there, and now you got four units that are empty, what are you going to do with them? Who's paying for all that? Who's paying for those to sit there empty?
Chances of being empty, I mean, we could always, always going to be, we either have vendors coming in that are doing work for us that we have to pay for their lodging, we've got visitors, we've got, we, I mean, if necessary, we could even open it up to, I don't imagine that we would have, again, we'd have staff that, you know, we can rent it out to, so I'm not sure that there would be enough chance that it would be, that all the units would be empty at any given time. My thought would be that we'd always maintain one of them to be utilized for our vendors or travelers, or even our dietitian that comes in, you know, on a every other month basis, and gives her a place to stay, you know, that we have to rent out to the market, so there's always, you know, there's always a need.
I agree with you, Robert. I think there's always a clear need for it. And I know one of your doctors had to move out and move, and she wasn't quite ready to leave town yet. She had to get out of the way for the next person in line to get this. So it's something that we need. I have questioned with your grant number, $550,000. I don't think you're going to build a fourplex for that. You'll be lucky to build 2 one-bedroom duplexes for. But that, I guess you'll work that out and figure that out.
The 550 is the max that the grant will allow. So
okay.
At this point,
well, what I'm saying is building costs in Wrangell is very high. And I seriously doubt without some other funds that you're going to be able to muster up a fourplex. But that's yet to be seen, and I suspect you'll do the legwork and figure that out.
So my intent, to be honest with you, at this point in time, what I'm asking you guys is for permission to pursue the grant.
Sure.
If the grant is accepted, obviously we're going to figure out exactly what the cost would be, and at that point, if there's some additional money that's expected, obviously, you know, anything above $25,000, I need to come to you guys for it as well. So just because they accept our grant doesn't necessarily mean we have to accept it because of the other expenses incurred.
Okay.
I'm for this because back when we were looking at the Institute property and doing those studies on what to do at the Institute property, the company that did all the surveys and brought forth all that information, one of the statistics that they had in their reports was that our housing market and our rental market was 95 to 100% full to capacity at all times. If we're going to bring employees in here, nurses and other people to work at the hospital, they have to have places to live. So I think this would be a good thing.
Are you gonna use these for short-term visits?
That's the initial need right now. We're spending over $50,000 last year alone just at rental units. So that was what prompted me to start looking at alternate sources. So initially, it would be as we bring in our travelers and those short-term needs. If I get to the point that I don't need it for that as much, or can use it, then at that point in time, I can offer it to permanent staff at that point in time. So even if that means staging so that we get a new nurse on board, give them a place to stay for 3 to 6 months until they can find something in the community, give them a staging point so that they can find. But again, one of my biggest challenges to recruit and retain professional staff is that they come to the community and they can't find a new place to stay. You know, I was very fortunate there was something available in the rental market. Not even through advertising, but just through word of mouth that I found something, you know, was able to, you know, I had some place to live, but not everybody, depending on the time of year that they show up, had something's available. So we've lost some opportunities in recruiting folks because they couldn't find a place.
Well, the problem I see with this, if it's short-term, is you're cutting into the people that do short-term lodging. And having said that, I do that. So I think that I have
I
need to... maybe recuse myself from voting on this, but I misunderstood. I thought this was going to be
okay.
For
so what I mean by
longer
term.
Term.
I'm talking like nurses are here for 13-week contracts, or
okay.
Those are what I guess that was my definition.
But then you said vendors, and I'm thinking, well, those are the 1 or 2 days or a week, and those are different.
Yeah, but if they're paying for it, that's like, you know, it's up to where they're saying. But if I've got to pay for it, I would like to have that resource available so that I don't have. As a hospital or as a city entity, that I don't have to take money out of the coffers, you know, to pay for something that we can do in-house. So, you know, so when we do have the CT scanner guy come in and do repairs on her, you know, then we have to house him for the next 4 days. It would be nice if we could come, you know, if we could do that versus having to rent in the community for that.
then, Mr. Mayor, I do have a conflict on that.
As do I, Mr. Mayor.
I can understand that, yes. I agree, I think you have a conflict on that.
Oh. Okay, so if it's gonna be declared that Assemblymember Rooney has a conflict, she made the motion.
Somebody else can.
I'll make the motion.
Sorry, I didn't think of it.
So I need a second.
Somebody else gonna second it. Do I need to read it again?
Do we need to step down? Or can we stay?
Well, I have an apartment as well, it's rented long-term, but.
I have rented to the hospital in years past, so. And I've had hospital people stay.
Have we got a quorum still?
So if you wanna determine that they do have a conflict, then they can just recuse themselves, but they don't have to step down.
Yeah, you can just sit here, you don't have to, when it comes time to vote, you just can't vote. Unless you wanna go sit down there.
Like, we can't join Dan.
Can I find, who seconded that motion?
Daniel. Okay, is there any discussion on the motion? Call the vote, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Yeah, that passed.
Wait.
Didn't I rent to you?
Yes. Like I said, I was very fortunate, but again, it wasn't advertised.
But I sold it, no conflict here.
And it worked my nurses, because, you know, they were renting and had, was having difficulty finding something.
Well, our house is for sale if you wanna just buy it. And we have a camp.
I cannot understand why nobody will file for office. We have so much fun.
That's right, we do, Mayor Jack. This is a good time.
Oh my God.
Having said that, we'll move right on. And, the time. In new business, item 13A. Proposed ordinance, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 2.24.040, absentee voting by mail of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to the procedure for absentee voting by mail, first reading. I shouldn't, thank you, Mr. Rang, for being here this evening.
I've stuck out this long.
Move to approve the first reading ordinance number 923. Move to the second with public hearing to be held on September 13th, 2016.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Tomka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution. Number 08-16-1348, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the assessment value for tax year 2016 for James and Betty Abbott, lot 17, U.S. Survey 3403, due to a manifest clerical error.
Move to approve resolution number 08-16-1348.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Tomka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 08-16-1349, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the assessment value for tax year 2016 for Royce and Sherry Cohen, space 15 Bloom's Trailer Park.
Court.
Bloom's Trailer Park, due to a manifest clerical error.
Move to approve resolution number 08-16-1349.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Tomka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13 has been removed from the agenda at the request of the requester, Assemblymember Rooney. So item 13, approval to store the Chugach Ranger Boat at the Wrangell Nolan Museum.
Move to allow a proposal be sent to United States Forest Service for the purpose of displaying the MV Chugach Ranger Boat at the museum, with costs and ownership of the vessel to remain with the United States Forest Service, and that a final agreement, if the proposal is accepted, be approved by the Assembly.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Is it possible for us to get a use fee out of them on this? That'd be kind of fun to ask. $30 a day, cabin rental. Guess not.
I have one question. Are they talking about cover? Actually, going to build a cover thing?
Yes.
Okay.
They would pay for all that.
The Forest Service would pay for mm-hmm. that.
Cool.
Now, we've made it crystal clear that we don't have the funds to do any of that, and they've made it crystal clear they have the money to do it.
Okay. They have requested it.
Maybe we could rent it.
Or they, offered it.
They, well, yeah, this right. this came up for what to do it's with this beautiful. Boat. It's a historic. It's on the historical register.
It's really beautiful. It is beautiful.
Sorry. So Terry had seen this proposal that they had out, and so then she, you know, has been talking to them about it, about her, an idea she had to display it on the outside there. And so anyway, we actually met with them yesterday and kind of looked at the site, and like I said, they have money. They would put up a deal where you could walk around it, tours in it, cover it, the whole ball of wax. They would probably have some kind of, we would do kind of minor, you know, normal house cleaning stuff that we'd do, but if, you know, 25 years from now it needed repainting or something like that, they would do things like that. But but we'll bring a plan back to the Assembly that kind of probably a three-stage thing, kind of the different steps we're going to have to go through this. It's probably going to take a couple years for them to go through all their process, but it is a cool boat. And I think when I was about 19 years old, I actually worked on it. That Fish and Game had rented it, and we were out doing stream clearing stuff, and I'm almost positive, although I went on it and I didn't have any flashbacks, but it is a cool old boat, and I think people would enjoy looking at it. It is historical, and
they could get on board it. They can actually board it.
Yeah, and I think the other thing we're going to do is the plan is to it would be maybe some of it down under the ground, you know, we'd have something like that so it's not so high up. But the other thing, we would have a walk around it, like a platform, and then we would also incorporate our signage for the boatyard, you know, have some interpretive things for the boatyard, along with interpretive things for this boat. So I think the idea is good. I think it would be a, you know, a neat thing to have over there. And like I said, I think the Forest Service is, the other two proposals they got weren't things they wanted to do with it. So anyway, but whatever we do, there will be something in writing that we'll bring back to the Assembly. We just wanted to make sure it was okay to proceed with talking to them and bringing something back. So.
Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, site selection for a new cemetery.
Move to approve the list of possible cemetery sites, which will include the Old Cemetery expansion, Sunset Gardens expansion, Running Tracks, Spur Road site, Shoemaker Bay site, and the Old Institute site, and to have staff bring back additional information on each site to include rough estimates of costs to develop, planning and zoning concerns, wetland issues, and other pertinent information.
Second.
That was a second. Mouthful. Any discussion, or does everybody we're repeating. Any discussion?
Well, I just wonder, we want to keep all those on the list?
I think we're just trying to decide what we're looking at.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I think the purpose of this is these are everything we could think of. Uh-huh. Now, there are some of these that are obviously on the bottom of staff's list. As an example, the Wrangell Institute property, we've just gone through this big development thing, and it's prime property. You probably don't want to have one there, but it probably has the area where the best dirt is. It would be the least expensive to develop, but it's probably the worst actual place to have it. Cemeteries are expensive to put in around here because there's, you know, there's no, everything is rock and trees, and you know, there's not a big field where it's just dirt down where you can just go dig. It's expensive to clear them and, you know, fill them back in with, you know, with dirt, and so no matter what we do, it's going to be expensive. But if there was any on this list, or if you know, the assembly just said no, this is crazy, we don't want to go to have to go. If there's anything on here nobody really wants to do, we would prefer to cross it out now, and that way, well, that way, otherwise we're going to put in a lot of work to getting costs associated with developing each site. So
I'd like to see the running track removed.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the old institute track.
I agree with that.
You wanted to see what come out?
The institute property and the running track.
I don't know what the extent of cleanup at Byford's is or anything, but would that not be a site to consider?
Well, Mark and I were talking about this before the meeting, and we actually approached DEC, and I thought she was going to strangle me. Because,
we need to clean it up.
Well, the deal was is we had asked them to clean it up to a residential standard. And so I think they felt that then if we did something like that, you know, they weren't really happy about that. So now that doesn't mean we can't approach them again, and there may be some arguments for doing that.
Long-term risk.
We can certainly add that as a discussion with them. It was an item on our list, and we asked the question. We just kind of got a no.
Well, the question in my mind is, even if we put the property up for sale, would there be any buyers?
I've had people approach me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it done? I didn't think so.
They've still got a pile of stuff that EPA is going to haul out to one of the rock pits and do that, the mix they do with that, and do that. So until that gets off there, which is next spring or early summer, I think that's the plan, that we can't do anything with it anyway. But we can look at that.
Any further discussion? Please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, Tongass Plan Discussion.
File objection to the Tongass Plan and Resource Management Plan Amendment draft record of decision.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Does anybody have the information?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we got this information, I think, earlier today, and there's a deadline on it. But we did, back in June 13th of this year, send a letter. The subject of the letter was support for an amendment delaying the signing of the transition record of decision. It's somewhat along the lines of some of the reasoning in this objection to the record of decision, the draft record of decision. So it's pretty lengthy. I don't know if we want to sign off on the same exact stuff or craft our own letter. But that's my thoughts.
I think this was the same letter that was written, sent, and then we sort of, we approved it after it was sent, correct? Is that the letter you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this shows up tonight, and this is a lot of material. I can't read this during an assembly meeting. I just can't. And so I know everything is really time sensitive, but obviously somebody had some time to put this together. So I would like to have appropriate amount of time to read it through, digest it, and understand. And if we miss a deadline, we miss a deadline. But I don't feel comfortable voting on this.
What's the deadline?
The 30th. We received this information Friday afternoon. The agenda had already gone out. And by the time we got, you know, absorbed it, it was Monday. And so I think that's when this was sent out. And I will tell you on this particular issue, I don't follow this. It's a complex thing. It's something that, you know, Carol has been involved in a little bit, but, you know, with the staff of her and I and doing all the other things, it's, you need a specialist if that's what you're gonna want to get involved and follow. And certainly there's some things that I know Carol's read through this that we've talked about before, but again, I don't disagree with Steve that this is a lot of material. It's and even if you did read it, you know, you're not sure of what even, I mean, it's complex. And does that mean we should or shouldn't do it? That's, you know, that's a decision to the assembly. But we just don't, I think, individually have the time to go through the, you know, the documents that the Forest Service have in detail, and either rely on somebody else or you get someone else to do it, I think is where we're at.
Well, I think our previous letter said essentially the same thing in a lot fewer words.
Well, specifically to that point, it was two different things, though. And this is actually sort of a technical document you have to submit if you want to appeal an action. And that one was, you know, asking for a delay. So they're two different things. They're somewhat related, but they are different.
I just feel that if I'm signing on to send a letter, I should understand what it is that I'm signing on to. I don't feel I can say one way or the other. It bothers me that these keep coming in on such short notice, because these people have to appreciate this borough assembly meets twice a month, and packets have to be sent, and things have to get put on the agenda. And I mean, there's a process that they should understand. And I honestly don't know whether I support it or not, because I just got it tonight. And it's nobody's fault over here, but this is what they did last time too. And so if they want us to sign on to this, somebody should come and talk to us about it and inform us. And it might be good to have somebody from the other side come and talk to us and inform us and explain to us the ramifications to our community.
I think one thing that happens too is, you know, oftentimes my understanding is they'll come out with some document and then you have 30 days to file something on it. So, you know, if you're going to read a document, I know how long it takes me to read a book that thick. So to read something through this, you know, this detail, that takes a while. And I think by the time you get to whatever you're going to comment on, it is down to the wire. It just, it doesn't seem like there's always enough time in the process for people to get through.
Well, I'd like to maybe draw everyone's attention to the conclusion, which is the very end. It's three paragraphs. And to me, it says the issues without having all the background information that someone else who files one of these letters can have all that anyway. But it says basically the point of the 11-page letter. And to me, I think that would be fine in a letter from the city if we agree with those points. But, and I think I do. So maybe is it possible to have, I don't know if we have to have a special meeting on a letter that's drafted just specifically around the conclusion? If people are, if that's a good direction to go or what?
I don't think we'd have to have a special meeting for that. You could make a decision tonight and watch it, this letter you agree with and vote on that. Or not, whichever you feel like. Is that, am I correct in that?
Yeah, because it says move to file an objection, or it can make an amendment to actually direct, if you want to have the manager send a letter with what you're wanting it to say.
Well, that's what this is. This is a letter, if you see at the top, it says, your letterhead here if possible.
Right.
So this is supposed to be the letter. You know, a copy of a letter that anyone could send in. My point is, I think, you know, it's not necessary to have 9.5 pages that precede the conclusion, just the points in the conclusion, I think, hit the topics. But and I could agree to that tonight, but I don't know if the majority of the group agrees to that. So
I haven't read it. I don't understand it. It would be too hard for me to make a decision. I've just sat through 3 hours of assembly meetings, and now I'm trying to absorb this position. It's just not happening for me.
I don't know if I have 3 days if I'd be able to understand.
All vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
No.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion passes.
And we're just going to do the conclusion, right? In a short letter, we're going to use this whole thing, now that I already voted.
We just voted to use the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, item 14, attorney's file. A summary report was provided to the assembly. Item 15, executive session. We have three items on the agenda this evening for executive session. To expedite this so we don't have to keep coming in and out, you can make a motion on each item and we vote on that and then go to the next item, vote on it. Can we get to the third one and vote on that before we go into executive session?
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 to recess into executive session with the borough manager to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically options for disposing of the Bell Freezer facility.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
No.
Yes.
Rooney? Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And still got
no explanation.
Yes. Item 15B.
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 to recess into executive session with the borough manager to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically the options for the 6 Mile Mill site property.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 15C.
I move pursuant to AS 44.63.310C1 to recess into executive session with the borough manager to discuss matters of immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finance and borough, especially the ongoing union negotiation arbitration proceedings with the union.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell? Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Mayor Gaff?
Yes. We'll recess into executive session at 9:19 p.m.